Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the ash'ar of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Tere Aashiqo Mein Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Mein Marna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin Teri raah se guzarna کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا و بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میری جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد اللہ اصطفا ما بعد فرینڈز دیز آر دی اشعار آف اے پرسن ہو ہیز اسپینٹ ہز ہول لائف سیکنگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی وچ از دی آبجیکٹ آف لائف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی سیز والذین آمنوا اشد حبا للہ that those who have iman, when it comes to the aspect of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are immersed in it. They are soaked in it, like how a sponge is soaked in water to capacity, like that in everything it's only the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they look at anything, it only reminds them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person like me, bereft of the quality of love, not knowing what is love, what am I going to translate all this? But inshallah, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on my tongue what is beneficial, first of all for myself, then for everybody else. Hazrat Walla rahmatullahi alayhi entitled this poem, Tere Aashiqo Me Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. That, oh Allah, to love in the company of your friends, of those who have love for you, your lovers, and to die in their company. This is the object of my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Stay in the company of those who are sadiq fit taqwa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala got the title of Siddiq. People like that who have given everything, that when it was called upon them, then they didn't keep any, they didn't hold back anything. They gave everything for the sake of Allah. So to stay in their company, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when you will stay in their company, whatever is in them is automatically going to rub off onto you. A person proposes for a girl and everything is accepted. The girl's party accepts, but then they find out that he's got a good job, he's stable, he's ever alright, the family is good. But they come to find out one thing, that his friends are not good. The company that he keeps, he sits on the street corners and he's coming home 2 o'clock in the morning and he's going here and he's going there with friends, not doing anything. But because of that, they will take that proposal, they will reject that proposal. So the type of company we're going to keep, that is what is going to rub off onto us. And that is how we're going to, our association, that is what the level. So this, to stay in the company of your lovers, to stay amongst them, and to die amongst them, this is the object of life. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. That kunu ma'as sadiqeen, whatever will be in them, automatically will rub off onto you. Without any effort, you will see a change will come in your life. So just because you know a little bit of Urdu, a little bit of literal translation we'll try and do, otherwise what can we understand? The depth of the ocean, the encyclopedias can be written. How much can be written on these ash'ar which Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi spent? What the pain of his heart. In the first couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That, oh Allah, it is only possible, this is the only way of reaching you. The object of life to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn here, that if a person makes dua and he asks for everything, you went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, you had the Multazam, you had the Maqam Ibrahim, you had the Yatim, you had the Rozai Park, you asked for everything, but you didn't ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, then you haven't asked for anything. And we learned that Hazrat Mullah Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah Ali, towards the end of his life, was just carried on making this one dua all the time. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. Man kana lillahi, kana Allahu lahu. A person who will become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his. A person who will look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love to meet him. So Hazrat Mullah rahmatullah Ali saying that this is the only way, the only possible way of meeting you, of reaching you. That all the time, this thought in the heart, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, that a person has patience, he puts his foot on his heart, that where the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person feels that, yeah, I will derive some illicit pleasure, some pleasures, I will enjoy myself, and nobody will come to know about it. Then remember that there is a being from the heavens who is always looking at you. So all the time this thought in the heart, to dil se sabr karna, aur kabhi dil se shukr karna. That, oh Allah, you gave tawfiq. We came for a Maghrib Salah, we read Salah with Jamaat behind the Imam, with Takbir. There are so many millions amongst all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us. And it is not our doing. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever goodness comes to you is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr karna, we show gratitude, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the majority of us birth in Muslim homes. Otherwise, where would we have been? So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, we control ourselves and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, inshaAllah, we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the objective of life. Jannat sar anko kar. The Jannat is on its place. And yes, we desire Jannah. And we have been taught also in Hadith that a person who stands on the night of Qadr with the intention of with Iman and having the intention of Tawab. So having intention of Tawab, of Jannat, all on its place. But our object is the creator of Jannah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes ours. In the next couplet, he says, Yeti rin rada me jina, yeti rin rada me marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yehi tera fadl karna. That, oh Allah, to spend my life all the time trying to please you, that I give my life for you, and when the opportunity comes to disobey you, to teri rada me marna, I will give my life. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that lomri mat bano, don't become a fox, don't become a jackal, timid, that the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say, I'm so weak, you know, I just can't control my gazes, I just can't do this. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, become sheer babar, become a lion, a roaring lion, and address yourself, and say, main tera khoon pi jaunga, that, oh my nafs, وَمَا أُفَرِّيُ النَّفْسِ, I cannot trust my nafs at any moment, that this nafs that is now leading me towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, main tera khoon pi jaunga, I will become a lion, I won't be timid like a jackal or like a fox, I will drink your blood, I will murder you, so to say, but I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will give my life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it means I must die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so be it, but I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, ye meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fadl karna. Oh Allah, may I mean, oh, a humble servant. And this is your fadl, this is your karam, that you give me a hidayat. You guide me towards the straight path. This is your grace, this is your mercy, this is your kindness upon me. And then Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, yehi aashiqo ka shewa, yehi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the sum total of the life of a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, this is their habit, this is their way, that they are always trying to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always looking at how can we become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be beloved to us. Kabhi girya wo buka hai, kabhi aahe sard barna. Sometimes you see the person is sitting and is crying, he's not saying anything, just sitting and sobbing and thinking of my life, that I'm already 55, 57, 58, 60, 65 years old. How did I spend my life? How did it pass? How could I have done these things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with every ni'mat that I can think of. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try to enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to do so. Now you think of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say that, how could I have done this? How could I have done such a thing? How could I have made an approach to a ghair mahram woman? How could I have dealt in interest? How could I have done this? Whatever the case may be, now you just see the tears are flowing, and in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kabhi girya wo buka hai, sometimes the person is just sitting and crying. Kabhi aahe sard bharna, sometimes takes a deep sigh, says, ah, oh Allah, how could I have spent my life like this? How could I have disobeyed you? So this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to realize this, and this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the true, the guarantee that the person's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi zikr ho zabaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes he's making zikr and taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, 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 sometimes reading Ismizat, sometimes Nafi Izbat, whatever, all the time, Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah, we learn here, that all we should try and bring this on our tongue. We go to the Middle East, we see the Arab brothers there, how? Astaghfirullah, Alhamdulillah, anything, Subhanallah. So all the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatest remembrance, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes in silence a person is just making muraqabah and thinking about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pondering upon his life, that how could I have spent my life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how can I come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your command is kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay in the company of the pious. Stay in the company of those who have got a love and a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sum total of my life. That I wish that, oh Allah, I must always be in the company of your lovers. are in the company of your beloved, I must live amongst them and I must die amongst them. And in the final couplet, Rasulullah rahmatullah alayhi says very, very beautifully, ke mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab. That Allah, I never knew what is the real pain. The pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the pain like when a person gets hurt and now the blood is oozing and now he's feeling pain, but the pain in the blood of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the person sits and he thinks and he feels in his heart that how could I pass my life like this? And he makes a niyat and he makes intention that in future I will only try and please my Rabb. I will only try and please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that this of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I never knew what it was. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His favor upon me, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me into the company of those who have really got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I learned that there is a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just come about on its own. When we are going to the company of the Ahlullah, those the Ahl-e-Dil, we all have got hearts. But when you say Ahl-e-Dil, those who have got hearts which are linked to the Creator, linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing the purpose of life, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. So Allah, I never knew what is this. I never knew that there was a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I came into the company of the pious, in the company of those who have got this pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, so tere aashiqon se seekha, tere tangye dar pe marna. Allah, it is from them that I learned that how to give my life for your sake and how to die for your sake. That whatever comes, whenever the opportunity comes, whenever in everything, whether positive or whether negative, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we learned from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sum total of life. Allah bless me with understanding first of all. Yeah.